Greetings, listeners! We hope you're staying safe, healthy, and social distancing. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. To help pass the time, we're going to be releasing some bonus mini-episodes, chats with my parents and their friends that we couldn't fit into the season. The first is the tale of two Walter Lemurs. Now, over the years living in the Bay Area, my dad knew of several other people named Walter Lemur. He has a fairly common name. But one Walter Lemur in the Bay Area also lived in Mill Valley and also was a drug smuggler. And the confusion between the two of them has led to several cases of mistaken identity, unfortunately for my dad, as the other Walter Lemur wasn't the most upstanding of citizens. I'm Rainbow Valentine, and this is Disorganized Crime, Smuggler's Daughter. Thanks for joining us again.
Rolling a doobie, young, free, and groovy, making it up as we roll along. Rolling along, far out the country road.
There was another guy who was also named Walter Lemur. Can you imagine Mill Valley crawling with lemurs? That's a scary thought, isn't it?
In the early 70s, when my dad first heard about the other Walter Lemur, my dad was sort of excited to meet him. Unfortunately, the other Walter Lemur turned out to be an unscrupulous schmuck. Side note, originating from Yiddish, schmuck means one who is stupid, foolish, obnoxious, contemptible, or detestable. In Yiddish, the literal meaning of schmuck is a vulgar term for penis.
He is just a major dick. He really is. He and his wife are big-time coke freaks and coke dealers. But he'll sell anything to anybody. I mean, he was just into money.
The other Walter Lemur also worked in the illicit drug industry, but primarily dealing cocaine. My dad stayed away from the other Walter Lemur, and the two lemurs went about their business totally separately, operating in very different worlds, but in the same small town.
With a name like that, how could you trust him?
Then in the mid-1980s, a medium-sized Thai trip comes in. And lo and behold, the other Walter Lemur is one of the guys bringing it in. And a buddy of my dad wants to buy the whole load. So my dad tracks down the other Walter Lemur.
I track it down. I talk to him, and a friend of mine said, great, you know, I like it, but I want to guarantee that it's only my trip. I have the exclusive. I'll give you $500,000 down. So Lemur agrees, fine, no problem. I'll bring the first 400 pounds over to my place, which I never would do. Never had big amounts of stuff at the house much. But this was just going to be in and out because the other guy was going to just pick it up 15 minutes later. So be in and out and blah, blah. And so I'm waiting there. I don't get a call. Nobody shows up. Finally, I'm wondering what the hell happened. And I finally find my friend wherever. And he says, nah, he's going to pass on the whole deal because this squid ball lemur started selling it to other people.
My dad's buddy pulls the plug on the deal, leaving my dad with 400 pounds of pot sitting in his office at my childhood home. My dad's buddy had wanted the entire load in order to control the supply and demand. But now, with the other Walter Lemur selling the same pot to other dealers, the market for this specific weed is waning and prices are dropping.
Word is everything. As you discuss with many other people, there was a time with, you know, seven-figure sums, 6 and 7 figure sums of cash, just on a handshake and a word. That's it. And that's how it flowed. If it was good, you know, and except this guy was a sleazeball who didn't keep his word. Consequently, oh shit, there I am with 400 pounds of ties sitting in the back room. That was not supposed to happen.
The 400 pounds was only supposed to be at our family home for 15 minutes. It sat there for several days, a huge liability for my dad and our entire family. Once again, my dad's happy-go-lucky nature and belief that all humans are good exposed his Achilles heel.
Eventually, Lemur, whoever, came with a truck and took it away, or I don't know what happened. Maybe I sold it to somebody else. I can't even remember now. But I was completely pissed off with this squid ball. And obviously, the last time I ever did business with him.
I'm Rainbow Valentine, and this is Disorganized Crime. We'll be right back. Now, the main complication with the other Walter Lemur was that people across the county were confusing the unscrupulous lemur with my dad.
It's happened several times, and it's sort of this funny thing, and while I'm not the most perfect guy in the world, I am very much the opposite of this sleazeball. I just wonder what else I'm literally mixed up in.
In the early 1970s, my dad regularly played poker with Big Daddy Tom Donahue, San Francisco's famous record producer, rock and roll DJ, and concert promoter who brought the Beatles to the U.S. for the first time. Now, Tom Donahue, a party and cocaine enthusiast, died from a heart attack at 46 in the mid-70s. But recently, as in last year, my dad learned that a handful of people believed my dad had sold Tom some gruesome cocaine in the 70s. Cocaine cut with glass. Yikes. Now, sure, my dad sold that shoddy rose cocaine we mentioned in episode 2, but that was the only time he sold coke, let alone coke cut with glass.
A couple of years ago, I reconnect with an old friend. He's a friend with another friend of ours, and the other friend of ours tells him another story about Walter Lemur and how Lemur hired him to go to New York and pick up $100,000 and bring it back. Lemur then stiffed him for $1,000 to pay him. So that guy tells this other friend who I see more often, tells him that, oh, Walter Lemur, he tells him this story that he stiffed him for $1,000. And he said, I don't know how to do this, but I have to bring it up with you. I can't believe that you would do something like that, he said to me. And I said, don't be ridiculous. That's another. And we laughed together, really, in the end.
The other Walter Lemur strikes again. Then in the late 80s, I'm in 6th or 7th grade, singing along to the Bangles' Walk Like an Egyptian, and mature enough to enjoy movies like The Last Emperor, Moonstruck, and Good Morning Vietnam. And my dad goes out of town when our home phone starts ringing off the hook.
The Marin IJ, which is the local blurb for news in Marin County, there's this big Thai pot bust. And it's on the front page, all the headlines, boom, across the whole thing. 20,000 pounds, and the feds are looking for Walter Lemur. And Taffy never reads the paper. I mean, she's just off in her own world. And she starts getting phone calls.
Here's my mom.
The phone started ringing, and people said, oh, I'm so sorry about Walter. Oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, oh, look on the Marin IJ. It's on the front page. And then I got two more calls, like the same kind of calls going, oh, my gosh, what's going on with you? Then Walter called me And I said, "What's up with you? Where are you? What's going on?" He said, "Everything's fine. I'm in Denver. You know, it's just, I'm just chilling out, and I'm going to go skiing." And and so I knew he was okay, and I realized that it was the other Walter Lehmer.
So the immoral squid ball, Walter Lehmer, not my dad, finally got busted. And according to my mom, he and his wife fled the country.
They ended up being fugitives and moving to Europe.
Really?
Yeah, from that, yeah.
And they were in the coke world?
They were fine, yeah, they were in the coke world. Any world that had a lot of money.
And the moral of the tale of two Walter Lehmers is, be aware who shares your name, so you can nip all misrepresentation of your character in the bud, or capitalize on their good deeds. And once again, as always, be careful who you trust. I'm Rainbow Valentine. This is Disorganized Crime, Smuggler's Daughter. Disorganized Crime, Smuggler's Daughter is written and recorded by me, Rainbow Valentine. Our producers are Gabby Watts and Taylor Church. Executive producers are Brandon Barr, Brian Lavin, Elsie Crowley, and me at School of Humans, and Connell Byrne and Charles Bryant at iHeartRadio. Our music is by Gabby Lala and Claire Campbell, with original theme by Mark Caron and me. You can follow us online at disorganizedcrimepodcast.com.
Writing our own story, do it as we please. Tamil pious, sleeping princess of the redwood trees. She helps us keep it real. A handshake seals the deal. Grab the stash, seal the meal, and load up these old wheels. Rolling a doobie, young, rich, and groovy. Making it up as we roll.